from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So what do? You bust open a Coke and some popcorn for Adrian?
Big day at the action. RB? It's all action. You want to change careers, don't you? You want to be involved in the hurly-burly of the financial markets. First things first, the official cash rate will not change today. It will stay at 0.25. That doesn't, of course, mean that other interest rates won't move, as we've seen in the wholesale market recently. Now, what's the current situation, Mike? Well, if we look back at the last monetary policy statement in November, since then we've seen quite a lot of updates to the general sort of macroeconomic situation. So the Reserve Bank will have to lift a whole lot of its forecast that it had in its pack back in November. So growth is higher than we thought, as is employment. So your unemployment rate has fallen. Inflation expectations, they're up, and the housing market, that's continued to surprise to the upside. But Mike, there's always a but. The coronavirus hasn't gone away yet. Our borders are still closed. Your hospitality and tourism industries are clearly hurting. And I think what you have to do here is take a little bit of a step back and say, you know, if we looked at our economy, if we'd have done this a year ago, in the absence of COVID, and said one of the main pillars of your economy is going to be decimated, i.e. tourism, we'd probably, you'd be pretty shocked, wouldn't you? Because that's actually what's happened. It's easy to forget that because other parts of the economy have bounced back so strongly. So we've yet to see the effect of the lost summer of tourism. Inflation's a key theme today, Mike. Inflation, I think it'll surprise to the upside this year, but will it fall back after a 2021 spike? We'll see what the Reserve Bank thinks about that. And a technical but relevant point, because it's lifted quickly recently, the starting point is now higher. So the OCR stays the same, Mike, but monetary policy is actually a little bit more complicated than that now, because there are a lot of other levers. So there's the large-scale asset program, that's the RB's bond buying program, there's the funding for lending program. So the Reserve Bank talks about what they call the unconstrained official cash rate, i.e. if you took those things out, if you took those things away, and expressed the amount of easing through the official cash rate, the official cash rate would have to be an awful lot lower. So the market's going to be looking for any changes to the settings of those other tools. You know, will the size of the bond buying program change? You know, will they comment about the funding for lending program? And you do have to note, though, the market is the market, Mike. If you subscribe to the view that in the short term the market is a voting machine, it's voting for higher rates. I mean, we're talking 10-year bond rates. They're going up. So the financial markets are saying the OCR will go up. It's just a matter of when. They often ask that for the markets should comment on what they should do, not what we think they will do. And probably the right thing is to sit and wait for a bit to see what the impact of that, you know, lost sum of tourism is, and accept the risk of providing more stimulus rather than not enough, really, I think. Yeah.
It's going to be a fascinating day because they're doing more, they've got more to say, which makes it that much more interesting. Sky TV, what do we make of that? Because they're going to have to charge us more for sport, and as far as I know, there's no sport on there.
Yeah, and of course, there's so many competitors now too. I mean, you know, I've lost track of what's happening with cricket because I don't have Spark Sport.
Yeah.
And I'm not a great cricket fan anyway, but I watched it kind of casually when it was on Sky, but I'm not going to go and buy a whole other package just to watch one sport. So yes, their share price down 4% yesterday, despite the fact that they improved their half-year result. And now there's talk that they may go back to the rugby union and try and claw back some of the some of what they paid for rugby, because there's simply not enough rugby on at the moment. So the New Zealand market, look, we're working through the reporting session. It's not going that badly. We got some negative news yesterday from Samford. They have to forfeit one of their fishing vessels that's been used to illegally fish in a protected area. Mercury, it was lower yesterday, 3.6%. Their full year guiding's a little low, but the New Zealand market, Mike, is down almost 9% from the high back in January. The NASDAQ coming under pressure too, down almost 6%. And if we have time tomorrow, I will try and explain in relatively easy to understand terms why interest rates going up is negative for these markets.
We will have time, because we'll make time for you, Andrew,
make
because
time.
That's
there
what
you
we
go.
Do. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 31,370. It's down 150 points, about 0.48%. S&P 500, 3841, down 34 points, 0.9%. But the NASDAQ getting hit harder, 13,247. It's down 286 points, which is 2.1%. FTSE 100, 6625, up 14. The Nikkei, 30,156, up 138. The Shanghai Composite, 3636. The ASX 200 gained 58 points yesterday, 6839. The NZX 50, we lost 37 points, 0.3%, 12,388. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar still strong, 0.7334 against the US, 0.9275 Aussie, 0.6035 euro, 0.5201 pounds, 77.11 yen. Gold, $1,807.37. And Brent crude higher again, Mike, $65.26. Going to be more expensive for you to fill that big V8 up.
But it makes still a cool noise, mate. From jmiwealth.co.nz, Andrew Kelleher for another day.